こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。アメリカの子供が去年平均で1000回以上のファストフードの CM を見ていたことが分かりました。その中でもマクドナルドのハッピーセットの CM が子供たちに一番見られているそうです。2012年だけでハッピーセットの CM にマクドナルドは4200万ドルもかけていて、2歳から11歳の子供は去年185回ナゲットのハッピーセットの CM を見たことになります。
The average child in the U.S. between ages 2 and 11 saw 185 Chicken McNugget Happy Meal commercials and more than 1,000 ads for fast food last year. The Happy Meal was also the most commonly advertised fast food item on kid-oriented websites in the survey, with 25.3 million total views.
確かにアメリカのテレビファストフードのシーンも多いよね。あのウェンディーズとかバーガーキングとかタコベルとか。
There's a lot of advertisements.In general. I mean, look at Facebook and how Facebook has started to work. Or Google. Google ads. And then when you're watching TV, it's just advertisement after advertisement. And they're, they're putting enormous amounts of money into these things. Like the Super Bowl ads. They're huge.
Oh, yeah. あれだってもう CM だけを見たい人がいっぱいいるじゃんね。
They're spending like millions.
Yeah. That Megan Fox sexy commercial とか。
Which I missed that one.
What?
The Megan Fox one?
いや、なんか1年、2年前かな、3年前ぐらい、なんかあのお風呂入ってるよ。モトローラかなんかの。
I only remember the Adriana Lima one, where she has the football. And it's like super, it's just like a bra commercial or something.
Okay. Hmm. ちょっと Megan Fox の結構話題になったよ。
Really?
うん。かわいい。
気づいてない。But, This kind of stuff really grosses me out.
Yeah. 私もともと PR のバックグラウンドだから余計その I don't know.
It's so,
like, 特に日本だとあの電車に乗るとさめちゃくちゃいっぱいあるじゃん広告が。
Yeah,
赤字広告とか。
They have the TV ads now. They
yeah,
have just paper ads everywhere.
すごいお金かかってるのはわかるんだけど電車から降りた時にどれぐらい実際覚えてるかっていうと大体覚えてないと思うんだよね何も。
いや。
だからどれぐらい効果があるのかあれが全くなくなったら結構すっきりした見た目になると思う。
I think the effectiveness of the ads has gone down dramatically just because it's like we're already saturated.
Yeah. あの全く効果がないとはもちろん言わないし面白い CM とかさそれでセールス上がったりとかするの分かるんだけどちょっとありすぎだよね。
Well, they're even painting the outside of the trains now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. だからあのちょっとミュンヘンとかそういう田舎にいて田舎って言うと怒られるけどにいてこうあんまり広告がないところにいると疲れが全然違うもん。やっぱ字とか写真がありすぎて、知らない間にもう目が疲れちゃう。
Well, we definitely have a limited amount of attention that we can use on these things, that we can, like, it's like we have to have kind of a formulated information diet, or we have to, there's only so much you can take in. You know, you can't read every ad on the train.
Yeah.
You can't see every, you can't remember every ad on television, but you're exposed to these things and it does require brain power. It does require attention. Just to be exposed to it.
あとなんかテレビの CM で何の CM か全然わかんないやつとかあるじゃん。え、これ何だったの？みたいな。何これ？
It's such a battle for attention at this point where every single commercial kind of has to step it up to try to make an impact.
Yeah.
To try to draw you in and it's just more and more.
面白いのは面白いけどね。なんかクリエイティブなやつとかは結構何本当に面白い。あ、すごい考えたんだなみたいなかっこいいのとかいっぱいあるけど、あのアディダスのさこの間出たあの日本代表の新しいユニフォームのやつとか結構なんかおいいねみたいな。
It was pretty dramatic.
Yeah. でもさっきマイケルに言ったんだけどあのブラジルの街であの その街の中に広告が溢れすぎてるからそれをもう禁止にして全部街の中の広告を撮ったやつがあるんだよね。そのビルの上の広告とか、うん、でビフォーアフターの写真も見れるんだけどネットとかで、もうすっきりしてるよ。だから渋谷の交差点あるじゃん、スクランブル交差点、あそこさ広告全部なくしたらどれだけすっきりするか、なんかすごい綺麗に見えると思うよね、
うん、
じゃない。あとあの、yeah. Oh my god, I really hate that. あの音楽のバスあるじゃん、 CD の宣伝してるバス、
バス
バスっていうかトラックみたいな、
yeah,
でっかい、
yeah.
あれめっちゃうるさくない？あれ赤信号で止まってるとさ、もうその曲嫌いになりそうになるんだけど。
Yeah, like 赤西's truck
とか
playing music.
そう、あれがもう 赤信号で目の前に止まってるともう。
And it's just driving around.
そう、嫌いになりそうになって逆効果じゃない？あれ聞いてさ。
If you're gonna drive around with a fucking ad on your truck, yeah. at least use an electric vehicle or something.
確かに。
I mean, like what?
確かに。
What are you doing?
確かに。
It's noise pollution. It's air pollution. You're polluting my eyes. I'm not interested in your CD. Fuck off.
That's true.
Sometimes ads really just drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like advertisements. We're never going to have advertisements on here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think that it will ever make sense for us to do that. They're just annoying. It's a waste of time. People could be spending this time, especially children, because this article is about children.
Yeah.
But children, you know, when they're sitting in front of the TV, if I have kids and they're sitting in front of the TV, they're going to be watching something that's meaningful.
Mm.
They're going to be watching something that's educational.
Mm.
Why would a kid have to sit there and see more than 1,000 ads for fast food on television?
確かに。
What a waste of fucking time.
確かに、見すぎだよね。
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like what? How did we get to this point? I mean, isn't it shocking? Am I the only one that's like...Disturbed by this?
でも確かにあの CM って一個一個が短いからこうぼーっと見てるとなんか流れてるように何時間がさっと過ぎてるからあんまりビッディオに感じないけど、足すとこうやって相当の時間見させられてるわけじゃん、
yeah.
だからなんか私あんまりテレビ見なくて最近ネットばっかりやってるから、そうすると広告とかもさ YouTube とかスキップできるじゃん。なんかそれに慣れちゃうと、mm. 普通のテレビ見るとなんかああまた CM、
I have a story about that. So I had a really hard time. I've had a hard time sleeping lately.
Yeah.
Insomnia or whatever is going on. But I was trying to fall asleep.
Mm.
So I was on YouTube on my phone.
Yeah.
And I looked up like sleep meditation.
Yeah.
Sounds like something soothing. Because they were doing construction across the street and it's 超うるさい.
Mm.
And so I just wanted to put something on.
Mm.
So that I could sleep. So I pull up like some calm meditation video or something on YouTube on my phone. Well, as the video is loading, this ad pops up. And it's an advertisement for an alarm clock.
What?
So my phone's going like ding, 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 like super loud. And this alarm is like going off. And I'm like, whoa. And like, I'm fumbling my phone. I'm like trying to skip the ad, but it won't let me skip it for like 15 seconds or something.
Oh, God.
So I couldn't sleep for like an hour after that.
それやっぱりさ、逆効果だよね。それ見て、その時計絶対買わないじゃん、もう。もううざいみたい。
Oh, yeah. Fuck that clock.
でしょ?
It just ruined my night. Like, no one wants to hear an alarm clock at like 4 in the morning.
逆効果だよね、そうそう。
And I was trying to find a video to...help me sleep.
Yeah.
And they're playing an ad right before the video
yeah.
for an alarm clock.
Yeah.
That like wakes me up.
Bad idea.
I mean, is that just how it is now? Where you can't just watch stuff on the internet anymore?
かわいそう。
Like Jesus.
Yeah.
That was like traumatic.
Mm.
That was kind of a wake up call for how gross.
Yeah.
The advertising industry.
まあでもだから昔よりは今だからネットがあるからとかオンデマンドとかで見れるからさ、前よりはそのテレビしかない時よりは CM 見る機会、何見たくない CM を最初から最後まで見る機会は減ってると思うけど、
うん、
街中はねやっぱりすごいもんね、まだね。
There's definitely
すごいね。
It's all about these. Everyone's trying to get eyeballs, you know.They count eyeballs. How many eyes are you getting、
mm.
on your advertisement? How much、
yeah.
exposure are you getting? That has a certain amount of value.、
Mm. だからなんか本当にそれ自体が面白くて画期的で何か話題になるようなものの場合はいいけど、あの電車のとかね、ちょっと意味あるのか。
Well, this article is about children spending enormous amounts of time just being, just watching advertisement for, I mean, this is 1,000 ads just for Chicken McNugget Happy Meal commercials, but how many other commercials were they seeing? How much actual information, useful information are they getting from television at this point?
Yeah.
If I had a kid, I wouldn't let them watch television. You're going to be watching, like, documentaries and, like... something else.
Or, like, Cartoon Network, you know? They don't show any ads, you know?
I mean, the flip side of this is the advertisements mean that you can get something for free.
Yeah.
Right? But is that the right trade-off? Where's the line?
Mm.
At what point are you just watching advertisements and you're not getting any content anymore?
Yeah.
There's got to be some sort of a balance there, right?
Yeah. So, ne. まあ今後どうなっていくかね。だから TVo とかさ、日本は全然入ってこなかったけどさ、こう全部録画してもう CM スキップとかになると出してる側も意味ないから出さなくなるじゃん。
It's just all these people trying to sell you stuff you don't need.
Yeah.
You don't need to eat chicken nuggets. You'll be alright.
Yeah. Ligaments and blood veins. And...
Yeah.
Ew. Gross. Okay, 次、タチションの話。私ね、ちょっとぶっちゃけこの話するけど、女の子だからいまいちよく分かってないんだけど、男性はよく分かるんじゃないかと思う。男性がタチションした時に跳ね返ってくるのを避ける方法をユタ州のブリガム・ヤング大学が流体力学を用いて真面目に研究しました。ブリガム・ヤング大学はスプラッシュラブというのものを設立して、その長年の人類の課題であるタチションのおしっこの跳ね返りの解決法を探ってきました。 3D プリンターで製作した男性の尿道から水を発射し、噴射された尿がトイレに着地するまでの間に小さな水滴に分解されていく様子を観察。その水滴が周りの壁や自分の靴、ズボンに跳ね返っているところなども観察しました。で、研究の結果、大事なのは尿の量やスピードではなくアングルの問題だということが分かりました。その男性のタチションする、あれ何？ユーロの？日本語で何て言うか分かんないけど、タチションのやつ。あれに、そう、タチション用のトイレ。に垂直に向かっておしっこするのが一番跳ね返るので、角度をちょっと下げてなるべく近くに立った方がいいっていうことです。なんだけど結局の結論は、立っておしっこするとどうしても跳ね返っちゃうので、普通のトイレに座ってしろっていうことらしいです。
BYU Utah did research involving fluid dynamics to determine how to avoid splashback when urinating. They 3D printed a urethra and observed how the urine impacted the water. They concluded that the urine angle is the most critical in minimizing splashback, and that perpendicular impact to the surface, the urinal surface, would be the worst. At the end, they basically suggested sitting down as the best method to minimize splashback.
Yeah, こんなところで 3D プリンターも大活躍してるね。
I saw the 3D printed urethra.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced.
Really?
It doesn't.
でも跳ね返るのは跳ね返るんでしょ？確かに。
That weak stream that they were shooting from that urethra isn't even close to the velocity of my pee, at least.
Oh, but they said that the speed doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't make that much difference.
It definitely matters.
なんかその問題は、だから水滴になっちゃう。そのストリームが、そのトイレに着地するまでに水滴にドロップレッツになっちゃうから、それがもう自分の力ではどうにもできない、そのエイムの問題じゃないみたいな。だからどうしても跳ね返ってくるのはもう避けられない。
Well, they're saying it's aim, but the angle, right?
Yeah.
So you should aim lower.
You should aim lower, yeah. And so, you have to stand as
so
close.
Taller people are...going to be more successful in minimizing splashback because they can get a lower angle.
I guess.
Yeah.
分かんない。私だってそのタチションのあれがどうなってるかよく分かんない。しさ、何あの氷が入ってるみたいな言ってたじゃん。あのクラブのタチションするとこの 下に氷が敷いてある。
yeah, yeah.
それも意味がわかんないもん。何それ、
yeah, it all melts when you pee on it.
でもあれも流すんでしょ、水洗でしょ。
What?
You flush it too, right?
These days it's usually automatic.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, I've actually seen them put a little bumblebee sticker on the ideal point inside the urinal.
子供みたいだね。ここにめがけてやりなさいみたいな。
Yeah, yeah. This is your target. This bumblebee.
え、なんか下手な人もいるってこと？
I'm sure.
え、それってちっちゃい時に親に習うの？この辺にめがけて。
No, it's just, I think it's just experience.
You just gotta get practice. 私、アパートね、あの、マンション。女の子と住んでるじゃん。My roommate, みなこ。Hi, みなこ。そう、だから男の子が友達とか遊びに来たら、タッチション禁止だもん、うち。
Huh?
うちタッチション禁止。
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're not allowed to do it. だって壁に飛ぶんだもん。
If you stand?
Yeah.
Sitting sucks though.
Cause you have to.
No, like, it can touch the bowl though. It's so gross. If you sit down, like,、
What?
You can get like bowl touchage going on.
What? Bowls が何に触るの?
Your dick can touch the bowl when you sit down on a toilet.
The bowl. Oh.
And that's gross.
Ew.
So I never want to sit.
But can you like somehow bend it?
Put it where?
Like, ben, なんかさ、折りたたむ、折りたたむっていうか、だから、なんか、
I've never figured this out. I'm like, I've lived like a quarter century and I don't know the answer for this.
折りたためないの。短くするっていうか。
The thing is, like, they have this stupid 3D printed urethra, but your dick is like, is doing all kinds of stuff all the time.
それかだから、ちゃんと座らなきゃいいじゃん。ちょっと腰浮かせればいいじゃん。It's like when you have to go when the bathroom is like outdoor bathroom, it's so dirty とか you don't want, なんかちゃんと座らないで中腰でおしっこしたりするじゃん。女の子は多分ちょっと汚いところとか。
Yeah, I guess girls do, but
いやだから男もそういう感じでやればいいじゃん。そしたらタッチしないじゃん。
No, if you're that close to the, I think sitting and peeing is going to result in more splashage, but onto you.Like, if I sit down and pee, I'm like just splashing myself.
でもね、世の中の奥さんたちは悩んでると思うよ。その壁の横のとこがさ、
I'm not doing that. No. Okay, so you just gotta get the shallow angle in the bowl. And this thing is dumb. This 3D printed urethra is dumb. Because when guys go to the bathroom, there's all kinds of, like, you don't know exactly...which way how your stream's gonna be. You can be shooting like the trident, you can be shooting like dual beams.
unpredictable なの?
Like, okay, so usually you have to pee when you wake up, but sometimes you have like 朝立ちじゃん.
Yeah.
So you just can't make it work. Like, there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's not as simple as a stupid 3D.
変な話、朝立ちしたまんまだったらおしっこできないでしょ。できんの
if you like recover, if you're like 75% 朝立ち、then you can still pee, but your stream is highly variable.
Okay.
Yeah, I know people that are like, one of my friends told me that he just pisses, he regularly pisses in his shower.
When
he has like when he just wakes up, like you can't aim it down.
Oh my god.
You can't aim it down.
Like, I hear that.
So he's just like fuck it. He'll just like piss in the shower. I don't do that.
Do I know him?
I'm not gonna say. I don't know.
But do I know him?
No. Of course not.
Seriously. その人一人暮らし?
Why are you asking me? It could be anyone. There's a lot of people that do that.
No, I want to know if he lives by himself or if he lives with someone else.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that if you lived with someone else. They'd get mad at you.
やだ、なんでさ、男の人ってお風呂でさ、そうやっておしっこしたりさ、お風呂で鼻かんだりするの?
I'm sure it's not that common.
Ugh, guys.
I don't do it. But I've heard people make the argument that peeing in your sink is better. Because if you pee in your sink,
Peeing you, in your sink?
You save a lot of water, too.
What?
Because if you don't have to flush the toilet after you pee.
Eh? Sink? As in, like, 歯磨きとかする sink ってこと?
Yeah, yeah.
Eh? 誰がそんなことするの? What kind of friends are you hanging out with?
No.
Eh?
The sink thing was on the internet. A bunch of people were saying that they pee in the sink.
Eh?
And that it's better.
何人? アメリカ?
Yeah, of course.
ちょっと待って。ちょっと今これ聞いてる人多分みんなドン引きするよ。
Toilets in the States are a totally different thing than here.
あのね。
Every toilet in the States is like sub-zero degrees.
あの、アメリカの、あの、ウォールマート、あの、スーパーマーケットのトイレ汚すぎる。あとあの、
Everything is wet for no reason.
いや、そうなの。なんであんな全部びちょびちょなの?意味がわかんない。
I have no idea.
あとあの、手洗う洗面台のとこが全部なんか詰まって、なんか水が溜まってるし、なんだか、なんだあれ、どうしたらあんな風になるんだろうね。確かになんであんな濡れてるの。
And then one of the toilets will be flooded and clogged.
Yeah, where people don't flush.
Or some places you go to the bathroom and it's like a trough.
Yeah.
Do you know what a trough is?
No.
It's like a wide tub almost, and everyone just like there's no like it's not individual urinals. It's like one giant metal urinal.And everyone just...
つながってるってこと?
It's just one huge, super wide urinal. And everyone, you just stand there, whip it, and then you just piss like, into this giant metal thing. It's really weird. That was in Texas.
それ日本で見たことないでしょ、でも。
No, the toilets in Japan are super nice. It's all like, ウォシュレットand like automated lasers and shit.
やっぱびっくりするのは、あの、サービスエリアのトイレもうすごい綺麗じゃん。
Yeah.
なんか、え?どんだけ掃除してんの?みたいな。さすがだね。
Yeah, yeah, even service area toilets are nicer than mine, for sure. I don't have washerito or anything. Mine's old school.
はぁ、無理無理。ちょっと変な話になっちゃったじゃん。次。
ここから変じゃん。
ジェームズ・ボンドも所属する MI6 のスパイが不自然な死に方をしてイギリスで波紋を呼んでいます。MI6 のスパイ、ガレス・ウィリアムズ、31歳の遺体がまず2010年8月に発見されました。彼の遺体は自宅の浴槽の中の大きいバッグに全裸で入れられていて、外から鍵がかかっていました。検視官は殺人の可能性が高いと発表し、またガレスの自宅からは10から15人の DNA が発見されたものの、警察は事故と断定しました。その警察は事故だろうって言ってるんですけども、怪しい点がいくつかあって、まず専門家の人たちは自らバッグに入って鍵を外からかけるのは不可能だと発表しています。あと検視官によると遺体には全く傷がなく、アルコールやドラッグの形跡もないことから死因がなんと不明。あとバッグの鍵にガレス本人の DNA がないし、浴槽にも本人の指紋が全くついていない。あと8月だったのに暖房がつけられていたこと。あと MI6 は彼が欠勤してから1週間も放置して彼の様子を見に行っていませんでした。などなどちょっと怪しい点がたくさんあります。で、あの彼はスパイとして暗号解読のプロだったので、まあ、外国の他の機関とかロシアのマフィアに狙われたんじゃないかっていう説も出ています。
31-year-old Gareth Williams, a spy for MI6.Which is the same organization that the fictional character James Bond is part of, was mysteriously found dead in his apartment in 2010. His decomposing naked body was found in a red North Face duffel bag in his bathtub with the zippers padlocked together. The coroner reported that he was likely murdered. The DNA of 10 to 15 people was found in his apartment, but the police eventually concluded that it was likely an accident.Some experts claim that it was not possible for him to lock the bag from the inside, and the cause of death is unclear. There were no substances found in his body, no prints on the padlock, no prints on the bathtub, and the central heating was turned on despite it being August. He didn't show up for work for about a week, but MI6 never reported anything.Or at least didn't say anything for that week.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't show up for work ever. after that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of curious circumstances surrounding this case.
Mm.
So his family actually believes that he was murdered, yeah. that DNA evidence was removed, and that there's a cover-up. And they're actually... They don't buy this accidental death theory at all.
まあだって意味が分かんないよね。だってどうやってさ自分の指紋つけずに外からバッグに鍵かけんのって感じじゃない。だって自分全裸なんだよ。服物とかもないしさ。
Well, he did tie himself to his bed once and
yeah.
he had to be helped
by 大家さん。
Yeah, and
it's different though.
He was fascinated with that kind of escape.
Mm.
Those escape techniques.
そう、なんかその警察の人たちはそういうところとか、その彼があのボンデージ、SM のあのサイトを何回か見てたっていうことを強調して自分でやったんじゃないかみたいなことをなんか広めようとしてるんだけど、いや、おかしいよね、普通に。
He also had $32,000 of women's clothing and shoes in his closet.
Mm.
What a weird guy. But I kind of find it hard to believe that he died accidentally.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. だって浴槽とパッドロックに指紋ついてない時点でもおかしくない? How would you ever do it?
But if someone was going to murder him, wouldn't they also be able to put his fingerprints on the padlock?
いや、めんどくさいじゃん。
Well, this whole thing is めんどくさい if you're gonna frame.
そこまで考えてなかったんじゃん。
Somebody. The weird thing is the heater being on in August is pretty weird. And one yeah, thing is
that could ruin the time of death assumption.
Well, it definitely accelerates the decomposition of the body.
CSI だったら絶対そうだよ。そういう結果だよ。
Like there's absolutely no reason why he would turn on the heater in August. It's weird how the heater is like one of the most suspicious things when it's just a heater. But there's a lot of things that don't add up in this case.
変だよね。あ、そのなんか、そのSM のサイトとかもたまにしか見てなかっただけなのに警察がこう発表でなんかすごい見てたみたいな言い方したりとか日本の警察もよくあるじゃんそのなんか被害者の女の子とかをちょっと遊んでた風に見せるためにわざとなんかすごい茶髪のプリクラの写真をメディアに渡したりとかキャバクラでバイトしてたっていうのをすごい大ピラニケに言ったりとかでちょっとみんなのイメージをこう悪くすることによってああまあじゃあ死んでもしょうがなかったかなって思わせるみたいな、
yeah.
結構しょっちゅうあるよねだからなんかそういうの出てくると余計怪しいなって思っちゃう
Do you think it's possible that MI6 killed him? And that's why they didn't report him showing up for work for like a week? They figured they could get away with a week and that would give their team time to properly set up the apartment
でもさ if it was them なんかすぐリポートできるようにちゃんと準備しそうじゃない逆に。なこの1週間リポートしないって本当にわざとだとしたら怪しすぎじゃない逆に。わかりやすすぎない。
Maybe they had some trouble like setting everything up. They had to. I'm sure it takes time to rig up a crime scene perfectly. But there, I mean, if you're working for MI6, the people that you're dealing with, whether it's your enemies or whether it's your friends, everyone's highly skilled. And there are people out there that are capable
yeah.
of making it look like you died on accident. If they wanted to make it look that way, if MI6 decided, you know what, we need to get rid of this guy and, you know, we need to make it look like he just died on accident, they do some research into him, kind of make him look like a weirdo, put a bunch of clothing in his closet or whatever. And
yeah, but なんかさ, what a weird way to kill someone, じゃない? 普通になんか, couldn't they just like...
Maybe this is what they want you to think.
They could have just hung him and made it look like suicide とかさ.
But that might be more suspicious. It's too, like, obvious.
Generic.
Dying on accident means that you don't have to prove that he would have committed suicide, right? Because if someone hangs himself, it's like, wait, that guy had no... There were no signals that he was going to do that.
でももっと簡単なアクシデントないの? なんか、 car accident とかさ、なんかこの全裸でカバンに入って浴槽の中のカバンにどういうアクシデントだよって感じじゃん。
Car accident's tough because you have to have someone run over him and then you have the driver who is that guy and then he's gonna...
Well, they can do the same thing that they pulled on the journalist guy.
Like control, remote control his
yeah,
car
yeah, into a tree.
Oh, if that's even the case.
だってこの10人から15人の DNA が家で発見されたって言って彼がなんか友達とかが少なかったみたいなのなんかなんか浅く深くみたいな。
Well, I'm sure I have 10 to 15 people's DNA in my apartment.
No, but they didn't. These DNAs don't match anybody. だから they don't know who these people were. だから it wasn't his friends. It wasn't his family. They don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
おかしいよね。何の話？ I don't know. I feel like I could do it better. If I was working at MI6 and we had to wipe out somebody.
Well, keep in mind that he's also a genius mathematician and a code breaker too.
Hmm.
You know, so if someone didn't want him to break a code.
そう、だからそれがなんか外国の他の機関なんじゃないかって言われる理由なんだよね。あとその、マニーロンダリングのなんか追跡みたいなのをしてたらしくて、だからロシアのマフィアかもしれないとか、まあ、説はいろいろあって、本当は何か全然わかんない。
There's definitely professionals that exist
yeah.
that could pull this off, though.
Yeah.
That's definitely a reality.
Yeah.
The same way that like, all the CSI stuff, all the crime scene investigation science is advanced, also the science of framing people is advanced as well.
Yeah.
You know, anytime I feel like the technology to catch people advances, also the technology to avoid being caught is also going to advance.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's funny because CSI とか見てるとあれも完璧すぎじゃん。だからなんか単に捕まらないことなんてありえないんじゃないって思えてきちゃうんだよね、ああいうの見てると。
Yeah, that rarely happens. Huh?
Yeah. しかもなんかさ、ああいう CSI とか Bones とかアメリカのああいう何科学捜査班系のやつってあの人たちが最初から最後まで事件をなぜか解決してるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でも They usually don't do that. だから前友達がね本当に CSI だなんか Forensic Scientist みたいなの人と付き合ってたのね、mm-hmm. で、マミめっちゃ盛り上がって嘘超すごいじゃんみたいな CSI みたいな感じみたいなそうなんか来る日も来る日もあの銃の弾をアナライズする仕事ででもその弾が何に使われたとかはその人には関係ないじゃんだから事件の
yeah, for sure.
そうだから事件の内容とか何も知らずに毎日毎日弾を調べるだけの仕事みたいな、
yeah.
So it's so not exciting.
If the same people working the case are also running the test, then there's obviously you know, the risk of you know, tampering with evidence
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or even if you're not, there's definitely a confirmation bias.
そうなの。だからテレビと全然違ってね、全然楽しくないの。楽しくないし、あんまりかっこよいいわけでもないんだよね、本当は。すごい地味な作業なの。
ちょっと残念。
そう。まあ面白いけどね。次。
A three-year-old girl was hanging by her neck from a fourth-floor window grill after her parents left for work and she accidentally fell through.Fortunately, her head was big enough that it got caught in between the bars when she slipped. Firefighters freed Chil Wang after people noticed her cries for help from above. This is in China.
中国の広西チワン地区で3歳の女の子が自宅の防犯用の格子に首が挟まり、4階から宙吊りになってしまうということが起きました。首から宙吊りになっちゃったので首に全体重がかかっている状態。で、あの写真見るとね、でも無事だったんだよね、全然ね。無事だったんだけど、
yeah.
あの写真見るとすごいムムムの顔してて、ちょっと可愛い。
Yeah.
あれ、その時は本気だから笑っちゃいけないんだけど、すごいムムムの顔なの。
Yeah, she's 可愛い。She's having a bad day.
Yeah.
For sure.
かわいそう。でも、落ちなくてよかったね。
If her head was smaller, she would have died,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. てか、この建物の構造がちょっと謎すぎるけどね。ちょっとフェイスブックで写真載せると思うけど。
It's kind of a, it's like a box of bars that's、
yeah.
kind of, it sticks out from the building quite a bit.
うん、うん、そう、なんかベランダみたいな感じで外に張り出してて、その床が全部牢屋の格子みたいになってるみたいな。 ちっちゃい子はね普通に落っこちるよね。まあでもちょっと写真がねなんか可愛いよね。
It's crazy that I wonder if an adult would be okay. I mean that wouldn't happen to an adult because
でも足1本ぐらいは落ちるよね。
Oh yeah, you probably hit your nuts.
電車の何ホームと電車の間に私足1本挟まったことあるもん、落っこちて。
You totally fell?
いや足本当に太ももまでガッて入っちゃった。
Jeez.
押されてガッて入った瞬間に前にいた友達が女の子なんだけどもう1秒ぐらいで反射的に引き上げてくれて平気だったの。
すごいね。
いやコメディみたいだったよ。でも怖かったけど、なんかたまにすごい空いてる方もあるよね間が。
Yeah, when the platform is curved, I think that happens.
なんか子供の時結構怖かった。
But can an adult survive hanging from their head?
わかんない。
If you're heavier, I'm sure it's worse.
Yeah,
a lot
worse.
そう
だよね。
I'm probably fucked. I'd be dead, probably. My head would have just popped off.
なんかね、顎の骨とかが変なことになりそう。
Like,get dented or something.
Yeah, or like, なんかひび入ったりとか、重くて。Oh my god.
That's all. Kids are so tough. I see kids fall all the time. Immediately they're fine.
そう、こっちがドキドキするよね。なんかジャングルジムから落ちたりとかさ、なんか落ちそうなところでさ、遊んでたりすると、うわ、やめてって思うけど、意外と平気なんだよね。
Do you remember being almost invincible when you were a kid?
I so wasn't.
Oh, really?
Like that, no.
I was totally like that.
I was 超怖がりな子供。
I climbed every tree I found.
Oh, God.
I remember I used to do flips off of the, like, playground thing.
Oh.
They have, like, 子供の国 and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd go there and do...
子供の城?
Or there's... What is that? Is that what it's
児童館? なんだ?
子供の国. It's like a weird outdoor park in the forest or something. Maybe I'm mistaking it with something else.
Okay.
But I would never try that stuff now.
Yeah, そうだね。
I'd just get hurt right away.
まあ子供の時の方がその高さとかその recklessness みたいなのもそうだし、虫とか平気で掴んだりとか、なんか、あと包丁落としたりとかしてもなんかコンセクエンスか分かんないから平気な顔してたりとか、結構なんかやっぱ分かってない分強いよね。
Yeah, well, I feel like they're more resilient to impact too. Just because they're so much more flexible and like rubbery.
Rubbery?
The kids are kind of rubbery. Like you can just grab their arms and swing them around, they're fine. Like, they just
please don't do
they
that.
They just run around and they'll fall. I don't know.
そうだね。
But if an adult falls down the stairs, you'd die so easily.
ね、普通に転んだだけでも、傷の治りが全然違うよ。子供の時、転んでも、なんか擦り傷とか痛いけど結構すぐ治ったじゃん。
Yeah.
今ね、結構最近私転んだんだけど、もうね、全然治んない。
You're always 転んでる。
結構転ぶんだよね。ヒールでもないのに。ちょっと大人はね、やっぱ治りが遅いの。
Right. Yeah. My ankle's been jacked for like going on like 4 months now. I just twisted my ankle. I just twisted it playing basketball.
Yeah.
I still can't run. It's been like 4 months.
もう子供じゃないからね。時間かかる。
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
次。
次。
It turns out that the 507-year-old world's oldest creature, Ming, a shellfish,was accidentally killed by scientists during the process of confirming its age. Originally, scientists believed Ming to be about 405 years old. Analysis by Bangor University has determined that Ming was born in 1499. Ming was discovered off the coast of Iceland in 2006.
現存する生き物の中で世界一長生きと思われる507歳のミングという貝を科学者が誤って殺してしまいました。これ年齢確認のために貝を開けたら死んじゃったっていうことらしいんですけど、イギリスのバンガー大学によるとこの貝は1499年生まれで2006年にアイスランドで発見されました。これさ、 開けたら死ぬよね、そりゃ。だってハマグリとかと同じでしょ。
うん。
なんで開けたの？
ち
ょっとだけ開けるつもりだったのかな。
Yeah.
それがガッて開いちゃったの。
Well, I'm sure it's if you're 570 years old, you're probably pretty fragile too, even if you're a shellfish.
Yeah, but why do they have to open it?
To see how old it is.
But don't they have like MRI とかなんかそういう。
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely a fail.
この開けた人、開けた人さ、ガッて開けた瞬間、やばって思っただろうね。
Yeah.
507歳。507年もさ、海に揉まれてさ、生き残ってきたのにさ、こんな簡単に殺されてしまうとは。
Yeah, that's super old. I mean, what?
Yeah.
What was even going on in the 1500s? That's like a long time. That's most of the countries now.Didn't even exist back then.
Yeah. Like, if you're 500 years old, なんか100年前とか結構最近じゃない?
Even 100 years ago is a lot.
ちょっと、この開けた人、やばいね。
You know, this is
冗談かと思っちゃう。
That's like when America was discovered, じゃない? Like,This is like when everyone was sailing around, like...
Columbus とか?
What year was that? Columbus, but... like, even Leif Erikson and all those other characters.
やばいね。かわいそう、この回。
Yeah, what a screw-up.
La la la, another day.
Interestingly, I mean, there's a lot of animals that live super long time.
Yeah.
Like, they think lobsters live forever.
Mm.
But then there's that jellyfish.
Yeah.
That, whatever it was called, turret top, something like that. This jellyfish that lives forever.
Yeah.
But there's whales that live super long time too. And they said they found whales recently with antique harpoons embedded in their skulls. And the harpoon is actually from 1790. So in the 1790s,These guys were like out hunting these whales, and they'd fire these harpoons into the whale's head. The whale's been swimming around for over 200 years. We find the whale, we look at the harpoon, and realize that the harpoon's from the 1790s.
やばい。
Isn't that crazy?
その撃った人、超意味ないね。
He failed.
He thought he could kill a creature like that with like...
And it was fine for over 200 years.
Yeah.
Still fine.
ちょっと恥ずかしい。なんかそれ、だからこうやって考えると人間ってやっぱアホだよね。
We don't live very long.
この 500何歳の貝は殺しちゃうわさ、その200年も生きてるクジラに、何、弓矢かなんか知らないけど、撃つわさ。What's wrong with us?
It's weird that we think we live such a long time because we have pets.
Yeah.
Like turtles and fish and dogs and cats. But none of those animals are the big animals.
Yeah.
And the larger the animal is, usually the longer it lives.
Yeah.
And that's true for trees as well.
Mm.
So there's like tortoises and stuff that are just chilling
yeah,
for hundreds of years.
大きい亀とかすごい生きるもんね。
Yeah.
何百年
でしょ。
Really?
Yeah, there's tortoises that are like, I don't know, 400 years old or something.
カメ、なんだっけ、万年、千年みたいな、なんかあるよね。
What are you trying to say?
I shouldn't have brought it up. There's this saying in Japanese that shows that turtles live really long.
Yeah.
でも思い出せない。
あ、そう。
Yeah.
次。RTMS, or repeated transcranial magnetic stimulation,seems to be effective for helping people quit smoking. And more than a third of those treated stop smoking for at least 6 months. This is a significantly higher success rate than pretty much any other method. Initially, half of the smokers were able to quit, and a third of them were able to maintain their abstinence for over 6 months. The pilot study involved 115 people aged 21 to 70 who smoked at least 20 cigarettes a day. Additionally, the subjects...were people who have tried at least two other methods to quit smoking that failed. Three groups, a high-frequency RTMS, a low-frequency RTMS, and, pl- and a placebo group were used. So the placebo group would have a non-functioning RTMS device, so they can't actually distinguish whether it's real or not.
I'm like,
well, they have to do that to see if it's working.
Yeah.
One of the science would have a drag on a cigarette prior to administering the treatment to trigger the craving for cigarettes. 44% of the subjects quit after the 3-week course, and 6 months later, 36% said that they were still not smoking.
RTMS という技術がタバコをやめるのに効果的ということが分かりました。これを試した3分の1の人々が少なくとも6ヶ月の禁煙に成功しています。で、今までのどの禁煙の方法よりも効果があるということです。21歳から70歳の1日20本以上喫煙する115人の喫煙者を対象に調査が行われました。3週間の治療で 44% が禁煙に成功し、そのうち 36% が6ヶ月以降もまだ吸っていないということです。RTMS はニューロンに過分極を起こすことで脳内に弱い電流を発生させ、認識とか知覚を司る部分に影響を与えて禁煙に導くということです。
It's pretty cool.
いや、禁煙しようと思ってできなくて苦しんでいる人結構いるもんね。
Yeah, this 36% is super high success rate, actually. Super high.
この間アメリカから来たカップル、友達のカップルが二人で電子タバコ吸ってて、なんか知り合いで電子タバコ吸ってるの初めて見たかも。
Actually, in Japan, the 電子タバコ can't have nicotine in it, I believe. It's not allowed. So it's just vapor.
え、意味ないじゃん。
Well,
気分だけ。
Yeah, well, it's there's a lot of things that make smoking addictive. A lot is all the 500 weird additives that they have in there, the synthetic chemicals, as well as nicotine itself, as well as it's just habit forming. You know, so it's not that it's 意味ない. It's still addresses that habit aspect of it, but it doesn't address the chemical addiction of nicotine.
まあよくあれ言うもんね、仕事の合間にタバコ吸ってる人は外に行ってタバコ吸ってくるじゃん。その休み時間が結構エラップしてくると、喫煙してない人に比べて、まあもっと休んでることになるじゃん。だからなんか良くないみたいな。
Well, you also spend a lot of money on cigarettes. They're expensive.
Yeah.
And you die, so that's not good either.
あれ、そうだよね。1日に20本って結構多いよね。大体みんなどれぐらいの
That's a lot.
もうなんか人によるから全然
Well, there's people that smoke like a pack a day. It's not that uncommon. But then there's people that smoke like 2 packs a day.
Yeah.
And if you're smoking 2 packs a day, then you're really smoking a lot.
Yeah.
But I've read statistics like 1 out of 2 people that never quit smokingeventually die from smoking. Now, there's so many complications that it can cause, whether it's stroke or heart failure or cancer.
Can they induce nicotine overdose type of stuff? Like, ギリギリ死なない程度みたいな? So that your body will, start rejecting nicotine?
It doesn't really work that way.
Just like the movie Thank You for Smoking. Oh, I love that movie.
Is that the one with Russell Crowe?
No.
No?
It's the one with Batman の悪い人、Two-Face の人の。
知らない。
タバコ業界のロビーの話。
Yeah, I thought that was Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe's in a tobacco movie that's very good, too.
Huh.
I forget what that one's called. As well.
Thank you for smoking. 面白いよ。なんかロビーストの仕事が結構わかる。
So this actual transcranial magnetic stimulation that they're doing, it causes the hyperpolarization of the neurons in your brain, and rapidly changing the magnetic field, is what induces weak electrical currents. Like there's a lot of electrical things going on with your body. It's all
right.
That's why you need salt. Yeah, so they're inducing these weak electric currents in the brain to trigger activity in specific areas. And in this particular case, they were targeting the prefrontal cortex and the insular cortex. And the prefrontal cortex is associated with your cognitive behavior and like decision-making. And your insular cortex is perception and self-awareness.
が何が多いのかによるけど、吸い始めなければやめなくていいわけだからね、将来。
Mm-hmm.
Would it be like peer pressure mostly when you're really young とか、なんかちょっとイケてるみたいな。
It's definitely イケてる。More so in Japan than it is in the States.
でも最近厳しいもんね、テレビとかもそのなんかかっこいい CM とか。テレビ番組でそのタバコ吸ってるシーンとかダメとかそのポジティブなイメージにつながるようなのは禁止みたいな。
They've changed the packaging in some places too.
Oh yeah, oh my god. いろんな国のね、あの怖いよね。あの、肺がもう真っ黒になってる実際の肺とか死にそうな人の写真とか。それでもみんな吸ってるけどね、それ持ちながら。
Yeah, my grandpa smokes a lot.
Okay.
My Japanese grandpa in Shizuoka.
Mm.
And so my oba-chan put pictures of like the tobacco tar lungs in the bathroom. It's like taped on the wall.
So
every time he tries to like use the bathroom, there's...
Yeah.
Or even when I don't even smoke, but I go to use the bathroom and there's like this...
Shocking な画像.
Yeah, the black lungs like taped on the wall.
But I guess it's not working.
But he's had like 3 strokes. You know, he's so lucky.
Yeah.
And he can't feel temperature anymore.
Okay.
Like there's a bunch of weird stuff going on.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not good.
Too bad. まあでもね、お年寄りになってからやめる方が大変だよね。より。
Well...You're so addicted. Like, to quit is so draining. Like, the withdrawal symptoms are so bad that it could almost be not worse for you, but it's not good either.
Yeah.
It's like, neither is good. Yeah. It's just, like, less shitty, even though it's still shitty.
そうね。
Have you ever been addicted to anything?
Addicted?
Other than Barutan Seijin, your cat.
To my cat? No, I don't think so.
No gambling, no. TV show, no.
Addicted?
Addicted.
ないかも。
Coffee?
No.
No.
あんまりなんかこう固執したことない。なんか、あ、このテレビ絶対見ないととか、あんまりない。
Well, not like that, but something that's not good. It's fine to be addicted to good things. I like working out or going to the gym, but I don't consider it negative.
Addicted? No. Like, binging とかはあるけど. It's not addiction, I think.
Binging?
Yeah, like binge eating? With like chocolate とか.
People get addicted to food, though. I think my dad's addicted to food. I think it's a big problem. I think a lot of people are addicted to food. That's how people become diabetic, too, I think.
Yeah. まあ自分で分かってる分にはね、いいんだけどね。あの、タバコとかは分かりやすいじゃん、お酒とか。でもその食べ物とかギャンブルとかこうなかなか問題だって分かりにくいもの、なんか本人が問題って認識してない場合が一番ちょっと怖いよね。
うん。
パチンコとかもそうだけど。
パチンコ。ね、yeah, there was a picture that kind of went viral, and it was a picture of sand subsa, and it said, I forget the name, but it was like.Like, 最後の千円札、パチやめてって書いてあった。
怖い。
And,
何があったの、その過程。
The person that had just been, like, just received that, I think, like, posted it. Yeah.
That's so sad and scary. どういう過程なんだよ。
Yeah.
怖いわ。
やばいね。
まあ、だって、だってあの、東京でもあるのかな。あんまり朝パチンコ屋さんの前通らないから分かんないけど、あのちょっと田舎の方行くとやっぱ朝からみんな並んでるもんね。
There's pachinko places around here.
Yeah, but I've never seen people like lining up in the morning.
I think it's pretty gross. I mean, I understand, like, oh, you know, I'm going to win. I'm going to, like, but you can direct your energy towards so many other, like, more productive things.
Yeah. まあなんか、
I have a really...
ちゃんとコントロールできてるんだったら別にいいと思うけど、なんか、あれ一瞬でお金なくなっちゃうからね。怖いよね。怖いよ。
It's rigged against you. You're not going to win. There's not that much skill involved. You're not that special.
しかも、environment が悪すぎじゃん。なんか音もすごいし、あの、ライトもすごいし、タバコもすごいし。
It's loud enough to damage your hearing, for sure. Easily.
Yeah. ね、そこに何時間もいると思うとね、ちょっと。
You could get, tinnitus, the ringing in your ears from that, and that's not fun.
Oh my god.
I have that a little bit. Because I used to play my guitar too loud.
What?
But yeah, so I have ringing in my ears.
Oh, like electric guitar?
Yeah,
yeah. With headphone?
No. What? Just an amp.
Wow.
Yeah.
若気のいたり。 Okay. お話は以上かな？
以上です。
お話は以上なんだけど、あの、この間ね、T シャツを爆笑問題のお二人に勝手に送ったら、ちゃんと受け取ってもらえて、しかも、その話をしてくれたの。ラジオでまた。
うん、
イエーイ！ありがたいね。なんか、しかも、すごい褒めてくれてたの。なんか、あの、しかも、これすごいよね、とか言って、プロの人に頼んだんだって、って言ってた。プロじゃないんだよね。マイケルが、マイケルがやったんだけど。
プロじゃないです。
でもありがたいよね。なんか、え、すごいちゃんとしてるね、みたいな感じで褒めてくれたのと、あとあの、田中さんが自分を猫に食べさせるって言ったじゃん。
うん。
それがなんか、遭難した時じゃなくて、猫と人間がもし戦争になったら、どうするかっていう話だったらしい。そしたら、もうなんか自分は絶対に猫と戦えないから、自分をもう差し出すみたいな、話だったんだって。だから遭難した場合には、
It's pretty similar though. It's not that different, is it?
No, he said like 遭難した場合には he wouldn't feed himself, but he would like try to live together as much as possible, and then you know どっちかまあ先に死んじゃったらそれはそれでしょうがないみたいな。
You can eat me now.
What?
猫。
ああ猫、いやいやいや、そう。ちょっと面白かった。結構でもね、また長く話してくれて、本当にありがたいよね。どんないい人たちなんだろうと思って。
Yeah, we're really lucky that they pointed us out. It's really done a lot for us.
Yeah.
It's been a huge motivating factor for sure.
本当だよ。しかも未だにやっぱりなんか爆笑問題の2人がマミとマイケルのことを知ってることがちょっと意味が分かんないもん。It's like they know us. Oh my god みたいな。
Yeah.
You know what I mean? なんかマミがとか言ってる時違うマミのことかと思っちゃうもん。 It's like, wait a minute, it's me.
Well, it's, I think it's really crazy that, you know, Ota-san kind of had faith that we would be popular, that people would like us. Because I wasn't completely sure that people would like us. I was just placing a bet. I was thinking, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And you didn't really know that people were gonna feel this way about this either.
No.
So, you know, his insight there is pretty amazing.
ね、本当だよね。だってもう、ツイッターも1万人になったしね。Yes! あとね、インスタグラムもね、千何十人ぐらいになったよ。1022人とか、感じだった。あ、そう、それで、あの、この間、あの、Facebook の質問は、あの、整形手術をした人と結婚したり付き合ったりするのに抵抗がありますかっていう。
What's your answer?
It's hard. 最初からした。あ、でも、違いによるかも。その差によるかも。あまりにも違う見た目だと。
Where's the line?
Like Patrick Dempsey?
What?
Before and after?
I don't read that くだらない nonsense.
だからなんかあの、
celebrity blogs.
そんなに変わってないみたいな。
like, where's the line though? What if they get like a nose job?
If I can still recognize you, like before or after, then まあ、だから誰？ みたいな別人レベルだとちょっとなんかそんなに自分の顔嫌いだったのかなって思ってなんか、うん、ってなりそう。なんか自分の顔をあまりに気にしてる人ってなんか人の顔のこともすごい気にしてそうじゃん。人の顔の flaws とか。なんかそうすると
would you ever consider it for yourself?
No.
No. 必要ないか。
Oh, shut up! Would you? No, right?
No, I don't think it matters that much for guys. Anyways.
Really? I don't know. でも、マイケルはじゃあ。Like your girlfriend or wife or whatever.
If they had...
Yeah.
If they did seke?
Yeah.
If it's... if I don't know. It really depends on the level, just like you said. I mean, if they did something to their eyes or something, like I don't really care that much. But if you're having like your jawbone sawed down or something, it's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah. If it's too intense. あとなんか Facebook の Facebook 上のみんなの回答的には結構半々だったの。なんか、
うん、
気にしない。やっぱり中身が大事っていうすごいノーボーな人もいれば、yeah. いややっぱり
もう中身が大事だったらやらなくていいじゃん。No?
いや、こっちからするとってことでしょ、だから。
あ、oh, so it's like a one way.
いや、だから、やっぱ無理っていう人と、あ、そうだから、っていう、だからいいですっていう人と、やっぱりなんか、親にもらった体に傷をつけるのは嫌だっていう感じのと、半々だったんだけど、一人の人がなんか、何百万とかかけて整形してたら、金銭感覚がおかしいから、そこは嫌だみたいな言ってて、あ、確かにって思った。確かにそこまで考えてなかった。それちょっと嫌だよね、確かに。Yeah, I spent like 300万 on this chin とか言われたらさ、okay, みたいな。
Yeah, I remember I was sitting in a restaurant once and I heard this girl was like yelling at her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to have surgery on her eyes again and she wanted him to pay for it. And he was like, no, I don't want to pay for it. And she was like 超怒ってる。
それおかしいね。あと私の友達の友達が鼻になんてプロテーゼっていうの
What's that?
鼻にこうなんか
白い、prosthetic?
うん、白い
What's the word that you said?
プロテーゼ
Is that prosthetic?
I don't know if it's the same
Kind of sounds similar
Yeah、まあ、とりあえずこの白いなんか軟骨みたいなやつを入れて鼻を高くする手術したら、mm. 次の日くしゃみしたら鼻の中からそれが出てきちゃった
やばい
うん、鼻よく聞くよでもなんか鼻の先端からその白いのが突き出て出てきちゃうとか、なんかそういうのあるとちょっと怖いよね。なんか横で寝ててさいきなり鼻なんか出てたらさ、やばい
みたいな。What are these hypothetical situations?
あ、だってよくあるじゃん。なんか胸包茎してたらそのバッグが壊れてなんちゃらとか。
Oh, but there was that one story where that a woman was on a boat and a swordfish jumped out of the water and stabbed her in the chest and it would have stabbed her in the heart but she had implants so the silicone
Lucky.
implant like blocked the nose of the swordfish so she survived
おっぱい偽物でよかったね、
so, yeah, if she didn't have implants she'd be dead、
oh. まあ yeah,
so if you're gonna go fishing you gotta have huge tits
そうだね、
yeah.
まあね、あとやるんだったらだからなるべくナチュラルな見た目がいいよね
うん、
こうすごい分かりやすい人結構いるじゃん鼻とかうわ絶対これ鼻にしてたわみたいな
Well, yeah, yeah, of course Of course the more realistic it is, the better、
yeah.
No one's trying to make it look fake
やっぱ boobs と鼻と目は見たらすぐ分かっちゃう、ねうん、あとあれこの目の何涙袋、
What?
この目の下の You know there's like a 膨らんでるところこういうSo people inject stuff in here and make it もっと出てくる。
Mm. Like who? I'm
not gonna say like celebrities. I'm not gonna say that, but yeah, it's apparently popular too. Mm. 怖いな。まあでもなんかちょっとしたね、ちょっといじってそれですごいハッピーになるんだったらまあやった方がいいかもしれないけどね。
Well, yeah, people can, you know.Do whatever you want to do.
ビューティーコロシアムとか超見てたもん、マミ。
What's that?
なんかすごい顔がもう私、ブサイクでずっといじめられてましたみたいな人たちが出てきて、
mm.
テレビ番組が無料で整形してあげるみたいな。
Mm.
もう全然違うの。
I wish it's better if we just stop bullying people. No.
I mean, on how they look?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, that's true. Like, especially people on the media, right? You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. あの、結構さ、芸能人とかだとみんなタガが外れて言いたい放題言うじゃん。ネットとか、なんか、あ、ブスとか、なんちゃらとか。それやめればいいのにね。Why can't we just be more nice to people?
I feel like it'll slowly happen. Maybe. A little bit.
We'll see.
多分。
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. というわけで、今週はここまで。寒いよね、
はい、寒いです、
ね、北海道に住んでる人たちがツイッターでもうマイナスですって教えてくれたけど
I got my 電気毛布 in
Oh yeah?
It's legit I don't know what I was thinking not putting that in earlier
そうみんなちょっと風邪とかひかないように気をつけてまた来週
はい
はい終わり
終わりです
バイ
バイ